sort of limited menu of things you can do there. You don't have the whole playbook, but could you tell us a little bit about that and what some of the situations were Sunday?
Yeah, it's all situational, honestly. There's certain play calls that, you know, from the beginning it's, we're going to call this play, but if you see something, get us out of it. Then there's other times where I just see something in the defense. And again, we don't have the whole playbook at our disposal, but, you know, it's something we've definitely worked on a lot in the offseason and more than anything talked through when we're in meetings and watching film. So I think they have a lot of confidence in me to get us in and out of the right place. So that was something we utilized a little bit on Sunday, and I thought it was effective.
And then there's the RPO plays where you do have the option, but you have to think, obviously, split second.
Yep.
My question to you is, what kind of effect does that have on the defense when you can have the option to run as well?
Yeah, I think it's obviously it puts a lot of stress on the defense when there's multiple options. When I can run, when I can hand it off, I can throw. Obviously, that creates an element that you don't do a lot. You know, it's kind of a play here or there. But I think it puts a lot of stress on teams. And am I going to be right every time with those decisions? No. But I think it can definitely create some big plays and some good opportunities.
You had a run from any of those. Have you looked back at any thought maybe you should have kept it there?
Not yet, no.
Of course, that video view on the sideline right before the kick's making the rounds.
Yeah.
What kind of arrangement has this been made?
Yeah, so I think you guys all heard from Jake a little while ago, but it was funny. It was really funny. Obviously, it blew up a lot more than we thought it would, but I think it's, first of all, just really cool how we captured that whole moment. You know, you don't see 61-yard game winners very often, and I would just happen to be mic'd up and saying some random things, but it was all funny. But then I talked to Jake afterwards and kind of wanted to donate some of it to a charity of his choice, so that's what we're going to do.
How'd you find out that you have been caught on camera offering up a game check?
Well, I knew I was mic'd up, but I didn't really think about it during the game at all. And then afterwards, I'm like, oh, I said that, didn't I? When we were on mic, but it was all good. I thought it was funny.
So if you lined up for a 61-yarder again, would you say the same thing?
Who knows? I don't know. As you saw, I was a little paranoid saying some random things at that moment, but it's a cool moment. It's a cool moment for sure, but you never know what's going through my mind in those moments.
Well, that's not a binding contract. You could have gotten out of it.
I could do whatever I want with that, honestly. But I thought it was a cool moment. And I think at the end of the day, talking to Jake, I think it's just a cool opportunity to give back at the end of the day. And that's kind of why we have this platform, why we play this game. And I never lose sleep over helping others.
At the time, though, 61 yards is a long field goal. The odds of that actually...
You don't see that every day.
You don't see it very often. So at the time, you're thinking, well, this is a pretty safe bet.
I don't even know if I'd call it a bet. You know, it was just something I was randomly saying on the sidelines. Obviously, it was pretty funny. But when he made that, you saw everyone's reaction. I mean, I think the videos are still going out there. It kind of gives you chills. It really brings you back to why you love this game. You know, why this game's so fun. I mean, a kicker, you know, a lot of guys don't really interact with the kicker a ton. They're not even in meetings. They're doing their own thing a lot. And for a moment like that, for him, and then honestly, I got the chance to see the video of Jake's parents and just why you love this game, what it creates and what it brings about. Moments like that are ones you'll never forget.
After you knew that they had it on mic or on video, did they give you the right to say, we won't put it out if you don't want? Did you allow that?
Yeah, I had the right, and I thought, again, it was a cool moment. I thought it showed just the overall moment from my perspective, from really my teammates as we were standing there. And, I didn't really lose sleep over that.
Some of your teammates say that they would accept the money.
I'm sure they would. I'm sure they'd love it.
Heartaches, Carson, were important plays. Is there any science to it, or is it just a matter of you following, getting pushed from your blockers?
It's really up to the big guys up front. You know, it really comes down to the center and the two guards and really everybody getting that push. And I just keep driving my legs and picking up that first down. And I think it's something that we have a lot of confidence in those guys, mainly those three in front of me, that they're going to get the push they need, and I just follow them.
Right before the kick, might have been just as big. Where does that rate in your all-time?
The play to Alshon right before? I don't know. I didn't honestly, when I completed, I didn't really think that we were in field goal range. 61 is pretty far, obviously, but I thought Alshon made a great play. You know, I thought I gave him a shot. The DBs ran into each other, and Alshon just came back and attacked the football, and was heady enough to get out of bounds right afterwards. So that was a huge play, obviously, and set up quite the moment.
An emotional win. It's the division opponent night following the West Coast trip to San Diego. See that as a winning game. Yes, just talk about that challenge of trying to maintain that.
For sure. Anytime, I mean, you go on the road in this league, it's tough. First of all, going out to the West Coast, it can be tough. Going to LA, now you're playing in a soccer stadium. There's different elements involved here. An 0-3 team that their record might say they're not a great team, but they are a solid team. You know, they've been in every one of their games. You know, I've been impressed with their defense. Obviously, you know, their offense with Phillip, they've always been able to score points. So it's definitely one we definitely can't overlook. You know, we're gonna go in there and hopefully play our game. But what they do defensively, you know, is they're very sound. They're coached well. They play fast. So we got to just ultimately just go out and execute.
Ingram has 5.5 sacks. Burleson has 2 sacks. What kind of a challenge are those two for you?
Yeah, I mean, they're two dynamic defensive ends. You know, I think that whole AFC West division has a lot of pass rushers, and those guys are two of the better ones as well. So we'll have our hands full with them. But at the same time, when you have Lane, when you have JP, I have all the confidence in the world in those guys getting their jobs done and blocking those guys. But again, you gotta tip your hat to those guys and know where they're at all times.
Is Rosa someone you got to know in Chicago during the draft
week? Just a little bit. Not a ton. You know, during the draft week, you're running around doing a million things. But I did get to talk to him just a little bit.
Carson, Troy Aikman said during the broadcast on those sneaks that the ref never knows how to spot the ball. So if you're a quarterback, as long as you don't get pushed back, you're going to get the benefit of the doubt. Is that part of the advantage to it?
I guess so. I mean, I like to not give them any reason to doubt the spot and just keep driving my leg. So, but yeah, I guess there's an argument for that one too.
Carson, throwing the ball deep, you were able to draw some pass interferences, but you're still not connecting on those plays. What's missing right now?
Just got to hit him. You know, the one earlier to Alshon in the game, I just missed it. You know, I didn't just miss it. I really missed it. You know, that was one. We were moving the ball effectively, and coach called the shot, and I got real excited, and he got open, and I just missed it. You know, those things happen, and don't want them to happen. Those are big plays that we don't want to leave out there. The other one was a scramble. Just kind of threw it up, gave Alshon a chance. Drew pass interference. It was a big play in the game. The other one we got pass interference on as well. So it's something that we're always cognizant of, we're always working on, and we realize when you throw the ball down the field, you're not going to hit all the time. But it's definitely something I like to take pride in, and I want to hit those. And so looking back, there's always things to clean up with it.
Is there any mechanical change that you can make on the deep ball, or is it just more of just repetition and timing?
No, it's not mechanical. It's just got to hit them.
Have you had enough work with these guys, you know, with Alshon and Torrey, that you really feel as comfortable as you do with, say, Zach Ertz in terms of the timing of the patterns?
No, I felt great all year with Torrey, with Alshon, with Nelson, with Zach, with Trey, Selig, you name it. I felt great with timing. Again, you just miss some. You know, you're going to miss some throughout the game. And there's every game I come back, watch film, and there's a handful of plays I want back. And those happen to be deep balls, really, especially the one this last week. But, again, you're going to miss some.
Fourth and 8, Carson. What would you have done differently on that one after watching the film?
On the 4th and 8, picked it up, pick up first down. Hopefully not take the sack, but you know, they're just trying to make a play there.
It looked like LeGarrette maybe checked out, but short of the sticks, and then there's Nelson beyond him.
Yeah, I mean, LeGarrette was short of the sticks, and in my mind, I just take over and wanted to make a play, and yeah, that's just the way it was, just the way it worked out.
Where they play, a soccer stadium, how different
of
a field would that be for you, if any?
Yeah, honestly, played in a soccer stadium 5 years in college when we played in the national championship. So I guess for me, I got really good memories playing in soccer stadium, so hopefully that'll be a good sign of things to come. But once this game starts, it's just football. You know, it's just played between the lines, and hopefully we have a good turnout of Eagles fans down there as well.
Mike caught you beating yourself up after that Alshon pass.
Yeah.
How often after a pass do you let yourself forget it?
I forget it the next play, but I think that was when I came to the sideline. I was looking at the plays on the surface there, and yeah, there's definitely one I just wanted to have back. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks, Carson.